ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेष भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवतिर्नैष्ठिकी। श्री राधा दास बिहारी जी की, सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, श्री गौर निताय की। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड द मोहिनी मूर्ति इनकर्नेशन बिविल्डर्स लॉर्ड शिवा। टेक्स्ट 4 इज ऑन द बोर्ड। बिफोर दैट देर इज अ चैप्टर समरी एंड देन श्लोकास 1-3। So this I will read, after that we will recite sloka number 4. This chapter, that is the Mohini Murti incarnation bewilders Lord Shiva, describes how Lord Shiva was bewildered upon seeing the beautiful Mohini Murti incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and how he later came to his senses. When Lord Shiva heard about the pastimes performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, in the form of an attractive woman, he mounted his bull and went to see the Lord. Accompanied by his wife, Uma, and his servants, the Bhutagana or the ghosts, he approached the lotus feet of the Lord. Lord Shiva offered obeisances to the Supreme Lord as the all-pervading Lord, the universal form, the supreme controller of creation, the super soul, the resting place for everyone, and the completely independent cause of all causes. Thus, he offered prayers, giving truthful description of the Lord. Then he expressed his desire. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is very kind to his devotees. Therefore, to fulfill the desire of his devotee Lord Shiva, he expanded his energy and manifested himself in the form of a very beautiful and attractive woman. Upon seeing this form, even Lord Shiva was captivated. Later, by the grace of the Lord, he controlled himself. This demonstrates that the power of the Lord's external energy. Everyone is captivated by the form of a woman in this material world. Again, however, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can overcome the influence of Maya. This was evinced by Lord Shiva, the topmost devotee of the Lord. First, he was captivated, but later, by the grace of the Lord, he restrained himself. This is declared in this connection that only a pure devotee can restrain himself from the attractive feature of the Maya. Otherwise, once a living entity is trapped by the external feature of Maya, he cannot overcome it. After Lord Shiva was graced by the Supreme Lord, he circumambulated the Lord along with his wife, Bhavani, and his companions, the ghosts. Then he left for his own abode. Sukadeva Goswami concludes this chapter by describing the transcendental qualities of Uttama Sloka, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by declaring that one can glorify the Lord by 9 kinds of devotional service, beginning with Shravanam Kirtanam, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. text 1 and 2. So I will read the text as well as translation, then we will recite sloka number 4. Shri Badaraya Nirvacha Vrashadvajo Nisam Yedam Yoshidrupena Dhanavan Mohaitva Suraganan Hari Somam Apayayat Vrisham Ahuya Girisha Sarvabhuta Ganairvrata Sahadevyaya Yaudrishtam Yatraste Madhusudanah. Translation and purport. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sukadeva Goswami said, "The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, in the form of a woman, captivated the demons and enabled the demigods to drink the nectar. After hearing these pastimes, Lord Shiva, who is carried by a bull, went to the place where Madhusudana, the Lord, resides. Accompanied by his wife, Uma, and surrounded by his companions, the ghosts, Lord Shiva went there to see the Lord's form as a woman. Sabhajito Bhagavata Sadram Somaya Bhavaha Supavishta Vuvachedam Pratipuja Smayam Harihi." The Supreme Personality of Godhead welcomed Lord Shiva and Uma with great respect. And after being seated comfortably, Lord Shiva duly worshipped the Lord and smilingly spoke as follows. This is text number 4. Please recite. Shri Mahadeva Uvacha Deva Deva Jagat Vyapin Jagadisha Jagatmaya Sarvesham Api Bhavanam Tvam Atma Hetuhu Ishvaraha. Deva Deva Jagatvyapin Deva Deva Jagatvyapin Jagat Isha Jaganmaya Jagat Isha Jaganmaya Sarvesham Api Bhavanam Sarvesham Api Bhavanam Svamatma Hetur Ishvarah Svamatma Hetur Ishvarah Deva Deva Jagat Vyapin Jagat Isha Jaganmaya Sarvesham Api Bhavanam Svamatma Hetur Ishvarah Deva Deva Jagat Vyapin Jagat Isha Jaganmaya Sarvesham Api Bhavanam Svamatma Hetur Ishvarah. Shamati Bhavanam Svamatma Hetur Ishvarah.
Jagati. Jagadisha Jagannaya. Sarvesham Api Bhavanam. Samatma Hetur Ishvaraham. जगदीश जगन्मया सर्वेषामपि भावानां त्वमात्मा हेतुरीश्वरः.
माताजी
देव देव जगन्व्यापिन् जगदीश जगन्मया सर्वेषामपि भावानां त्वमात्मा हेतुरीश्वरः. श्रीमहादेव उवाच देवदेव जगद्व्यापिन् जगदीश जगन्मया सर्वेषामपि भावानां त्वमात्मा हेतुरीश्वरः.
वट् वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्? श्री महादेव उवाच. लार्ड् शिव महादेव सेड्, देवदेव, ओ बेस्ट् अमाङ्ग् द डेमिगाड्स्, जगद्व्यापिन् O all pervading, Jagat Isha, O Master of the Universe, Jaganmaya, O my Lord, who are transformed by your energy into this creation, Sarveshamapi, all kinds of Bhavanam situations. Tvam, you, Atma, the moving force, Yetuhu, because of this, Ishvaraha, the Supreme Lord, Parameshwara. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lord Mahadeva said, O chief demigod among the demigods, O all-pervading Lord, Master of the universe, by your energy you are transformed into the creation. You are the root and efficient cause of everything. You are not material. Indeed, you are the super soul or supreme living force of everything. Therefore, you are Parameshwara, the supreme controller of all controllers. Please repeat responsibly. Lord Mahadeva said, O chief among the demigods, O all-pervading Lord, Master of the universe, by your energy, you are transformed into the creation. You are the root and efficient cause of everything. You are not material. Indeed, you are the super soul or supreme living force of everything. Therefore, you are Parameshwara, the supreme controller of all controllers. Purport by His Divine Grace. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, resides within the material world as the Sattva Guna Avatar. Lord Shiva is the Tamo Guna Avatar and Lord Brahma is the Rajo Guna Avatar. But although Lord Vishnu is among them, he is not in the same category. Lord Vishnu is Devadeva, the chief of all the demigods. Since Lord Shiva is in this material world, the energy of the Supreme Lord Vishnu includes Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu is therefore called Jagat Vyapi, the all-pervading Lord. Lord Shiva is sometimes called Maheshwara, and so people think that Lord Shiva is everything. But here, Lord Shiva addresses Lord Vishnu as Jagadisha, the master of the universe. Lord Shiva is sometimes called Vishveshwara, but here he addresses Lord Vishnu as Jaganmaya, indicating that even the Vishveshwara is under Lord Vishnu's control. Lord Vishnu is the master of the spiritual world, yet he controls the material world also, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Cha Characharam, Bhagavad Gita 9.10. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are also sometimes called Ishvara, but the supreme Ishvara is Lord Vishnu. Lord Krishna, as stated in Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Brahma Samhita 5.1. The supreme Lord is Krishna, Lord Vishnu. Everything in existence works in proper order because of Lord Vishnu. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham, Brahma Samhita 5.35. Even Paramanu, the small atoms, work because Lord Vishnu's presence is within them.
Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pankam Vangayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pastachade Satarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described how the demigods and demons, they churned the milk ocean and they got the nectar, and when the nectar was distributed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, in the form of Mohini Murti, very attractive, beautiful woman's form, the Lord distributed only to the demigods and he didn't distribute to the demons. So here it is stated how the Lord wanted to trick the demons. For tricking them, he chose to take a woman's form because the demons were so lusty. So when they saw the beautiful form of the Lord in the woman's form, they were so captivated, they were in a different world. They even forgot about what is happening around. In the meantime, the nectar was distributed to the demigods and they partook the nectar. So it is explained here how the Mohini Murti form is well appreciated by those who are lusty, meaning wanting to enjoy. So Lord Shiva, by the way, he was in the scene of the churning of the milk ocean, when the poison was generated in the beginning, all the demigods, the Prajapatis, they all went to, you know, Kailash. And they actually requested Lord Shiva to handle this great poison. Interestingly, when the demigods approached Lord Shiva, they prayed to him, the very first sloka. Here Lord Shiva is praying in the very first sloka to Lord Vishnu. The demigods, they were praying to Lord Shiva in the very first sloka, which also says, Deva Deva Mahadevo. Here it is, Deva Deva Jagat Vyapin. Jagat Vyapin, right? So the demigods prayed, Deva Deva Mahadeva Bhutatman Bhutabhavanah. They also said, Deva Deva means Deva of Devas, means chief of the demigods, Devatas, chief of the Devatas. They said, you are the soul of everyone, looks like Paramatma. And Bhuta Bhavana, you give happiness to every living entity. Please, we are in suffering. Paradukha Dukhi, when you see somebody suffering, a Vaishnava immediately wants to, you know, remove that suffering. So they all went, they prayed the same thing, Deva Deva. And here Lord Shiva is telling Vishnu, Deva, you are Deva Deva really. So Prabhupada explains in the purport that Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva, they are taking care of three modes. Lord Brahma is in the Rajagun, Lord Shiva is in the Tamagun, Lord Vishnu is in the mode of goodness. Sometimes it may appear like these are all three equals. Sri Sri Radha Ras Vihari Ji ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki. It may look like they are on the same platform. No. Even though three gunas are taken care by three personality, Lord Vishnu maintains his identity as the supreme personality of Godhead. He is not equal to them. So when the demigods approached Lord Shiva to request him to consume the poison, they also said, you are the chief among the demigods. Then there may be a confusion. What is this? The demigods are telling Lord Shiva as chief of the demigods, Deva Deva. And now Lord Shiva is telling Lord Vishnu as Deva Deva. So it is a relative perception of who is the controller. Suppose in an organization, there may be so many managers. Manager, there may be assistant manager also, then manager, then a senior manager. He is little bit above the manager. Then above senior manager, there may be deputy general manager. There may be a general manager and deputy to him actually. There may be so many general, it depends upon how big the organization is. If it's a too big organization, there may be so many general managers, then there's a chief general manager. And somebody may be above him, director. And among the directors, a managing director. Big organization. Then there may be somebody who is actually the proprietor of the company. So, all these people can be said to be actually managing. They are managing. For somebody who is a clerk in one small division, he is a clerk in the division, and that clerk, for that clerk, every work is done by the senior manager. Suppose the bank, there is a senior manager in the bank, and a clerk, a pune. For the pune, everything happens with the senior manager only. He doesn't even need to know what happens above him. Many of the time they may not even know. If you go and ask the pune, have you ever seen the general manager? General manager kaam baitha hai, usko maalum hi nahi hoga kaam baitha hai. He only goes to the branch, Juhu branch, Indian Overseas Bank, and he gets his work done. He may not even know where the regional office is, where the head office is. There's a regional office, there's a head office, and who is the chairman. He doesn't know, he doesn't need to know also. His work is done at that level, so he doesn't bother. So when he goes to the senior manager for taking a leave, he wants a leave, 10 days leave. He will go, sir, you are everything, sir, for me. You are everything. You are the supreme, sir. You are supreme for me. He may glorify him as if, you know, he is the supreme personality of Godhead also. Without your signature, I never got a leave. And, you know, without your signature, I never got my salary. You are everything for me. He may even actually say, as if it is applicable to the chairman of the, you know, bank. But in fact, for him at that level, he is superior, so he calls him supreme, supreme like that. But in the absolute sense, if you see, then that cannot be many there. So very clearly, the demigods, lower demigods, Prajapati, they went to Lord Shiva and they told him Deva Deva, and that Deva Deva, Mahadeva is coming and telling Lord Vishnu, Deva Deva, Sarva Jagat Vyapi. So that establishes the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So here, Lord Shiva is wonderfully glorifying several qualities of the Supreme Lord. First, he talks about Jagat Vyapin. Jagat Vyapin means he is pervading the entire creation. He is pervading the entire creation. There is nothing in this creation which is in absence of Lord Krishna. Every particle, the Lord is pervading. The same thing is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina. Krishna says, I am pervading this entire creation by my unmanifest form. So if you try to see Krishna, he is in the air particles also. In the space he is there. But you won't see. With our material eyes, you can't see him. So a materialistic person thinks, because I don't see Krishna, Krishna is not there. This looks like a logic, but it is, you know, incomplete logic. Not understanding the higher principles involved. It looks like a logic. I don't see, I don't, there is no existence. Generally, if I don't see a glass of water, the glass of water doesn't exist here. This works in the material plane. But then, if you take the spiritual plane into account, then it is a false logic. Incomplete logic at the best. Incomplete logic. So, the Vedic scripture very clearly states that Yeko Devaha Sarva Bhuteshu Gudaha. Gopal Tapani Upanishad says, Sarva Vyapi. Sarva Vyapi is that he is pervading everywhere. Sarva. Sarva Bhutatman Antar Atmanaha. He is also situated in every living entity as a Paramatma within the heart. And he is also situated in every atom. The atom is working according to certain law simply because somebody is making it work, and that is the Supreme Lord sitting within that atom. If the Supreme Lord is not sitting there, atom can go weird. One day behave like this, another day behave like something else. Then you can't do anything actually. You can't do science at least. So even for scientists to do science, Krishna is helping them to behave in a proper way. So, the Supreme Lord who is pervading in the Avyakta Murtina form, by his inconceivable potency, if he wants to manifest himself as a Vyakta Murti, as a manifest form, he can do that. It is not that because he is pervading the entire creation by unmanifest form, he has lost his identity. This is another logic. Suppose, if we take a pinch of salt, and you put it in this water, when it goes down, 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 dissolve, 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 then you don't see the solid salt or sugar. Then somebody will say, the sugar has lost its identity. Sugar is not there. You can't see the sugar cubes or whatever it is. If it doesn't dissolve, you can stir it also when it dissolves. But even though the solidity of the sugar or the salt is lost, but the quality of sugarness or saltness is in the water. You can't say that it is lost. It has transformed in from one form to another, that's all. On the other hand, Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though He actually, by means of Avyakta Murti, He has pervaded, but He retains His identity as a, you know, manifest form, and He can manifest it at any point of time. When Hiranyakashipu challenged Prahlad, where is that Supreme Lord you are telling? Where is He? Is he telling Sarvavyapi? He also says Sarvavyapi actually. He is there everywhere. Prahlad, same thing. Jagat Vyapin. Sarvavyapi. He is everywhere. Everywhere? Is he in this pillar? If he is everywhere, obviously he will be in the pillar also, no? He was sure about it. He said yes. Before nobody has ever opened the pillar and saw it actually. But then, taking the Upanishad statement, Gopala Tapani Upanishad, which says Sarvavyapi, Prahlad said yes, he is in the pillar also. Then Hiranyakashipu wanted to disprove that. See, this pillar I made it. Because he thought that, because he brought the material and assembled it, and he purposefully did not put Lord Vishnu inside. So he is a materialistic person. He can think only in terms of matter. So he thought that where I only made this pillar, where he is going to be there. He punched the pillar, and then the pillar broke open. Lord Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki. One may ask, wait a minute, how did he get in there? When did he go there? He was there already. You didn't see him, that's all. Even when the block of rock was there, he is inside there also. You don't have to specifically put him inside. He is there in every particle. So you made the pillar out of these rock pieces, and then you say that I made the pillar. He is there already. So when Supreme Lord wants to manifest, any point of time he can manifest. He can just manifest from the sky also. That doesn't have to be from the pillar. Anywhere he can come. That is the inconceivable potency of the Lord. He can manifest. Then Lord Shiva glorifies the Supreme Lord as Jagat Isha, Jagadish, Jagat Ish. So, this is, again, who is Ishvara? Sometimes, any Lord, Jai Jagadisha Hare, you know, people sing, you know. Anybody gives you benediction, then glorify Jagadisha. So, in the same principle, so somebody who is not in knowledge, he thinks whoever gives little bit benefit to him is a Ishvara. Suppose Ganesha gives some benefit, Hare, you are my great Ishvara. Lord Shiva gives, go to Lord Shiva and he gives him, glorify him like Ishvara. And here, Lord Shiva himself is telling that you are Jagat Isha, Jagannath. Jagat is everything in the universe. So if he is the Ishvara of the Jagat, he is Ishvara at every level also. But only thing, there are small Ishwaras and big Ishwara and biggest Ishwara, and Krishna is biggest Ishwara. And all are small managers and controllers. So many controllers. It is not that Krishna is control, even though he is controlling everything, but he also gives credit to so many small controllers. Hello, you control. Jagadish, Lord Krishna, is addressed here as Jagadish. Prabhupada writes in the purport that sometimes Lord Shiva is called Vishveshwara, Vishva Ishvara, Ishvara, greatest Ishvara. But Lord Shiva himself is very significant because the one who is assigned a certain great power, if that person himself is assigning similar thing or much more than that to somebody else, it's a very significant thing. Very significant because that shows who is really the boss. So, Lord Shiva calling Krishna as Jaganmaya, whose energy has transformed into the creation. That means he is the Vishveshwara. This entire universe just comes, springs out from the bodily pore of Mahavishnu. Just comes. And then, each bubble, it just contains the sum total of all the 24 elements, undifferentiated, unmanifest, just a primordial soup, so to say, just a mixture of everything. And Mahavishnu, unless he glances at this Pradhan, nothing happens. Everything is in equilibrium. Three modes of material nature is in equilibrium. When the Supreme Lord glances, then actually activates, disturbs the equilibrium, activates the matter, and then actually Pradhan, the time factor starts. Time factor starts. Then all the 24 elements, step by step, they are manifested. And three modes of material nature, then the three personalities take care of that. So he himself assumes the Vishnu form. And then he takes care, okay, I will maintain this universe. So here, Lord Shiva is acknowledging that. It is this entire universe we have got, it is just the transformation of your energy. The spiritual energy transformed and the material energy is there. And you have created this and you assigned so many demigods and each one of us are thinking that, hey, we are the controllers. We are doing this. Indra is thinking he is really the controller of the rain actually. If you don't acknowledge that, he gets upset. So demigods, when they are put in certain positions, they actually identify themselves with the activity and they think they are really the controller. Unless somebody like Lord Shiva, he doesn't get bewildered thinking that he is the Supreme Lord. Even though his devotees go to him and say, oh, you are supreme, you are that, he knows, TKT ka abhi kya chahiye tum loka? Lelo bhago jase. He is not acknowledging any of that. But when the point comes, who is the real Supreme Lord? When he approaches the Supreme Lord, Madhusudana, he acknowledges that you are the Supreme. Even though so many people are coming and telling me, you are the Supreme. It is because of your energy this entire universe has manifested. You are really the Vishveshwara. Lord Shiva is acknowledging. So Prabhupada explains about how Lord Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva Karana Karanam. There is two things. One is the root cause and another is efficient cause, instrumental, nimitta. Sometimes people may not be able to distinguish between what is the original cause, what is the root cause, Sarva Karana Karanam and immediate cause. When people see, they only see the immediate cause. And Prabhupada elsewhere gives couple of examples to distinguish between these two. Root cause is actually Adi Moolam, original cause, very first thing. And there is no cause for that, that is original cause. That is Sarva Karana Karanam in Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma acknowledges. And that is Lord Krishna. In the material world, for every effect there is a cause. Things are a cause and effect. Cause, something causes, something happens, that is effect. And that effect causes something, that becomes cause. And that effect goes in a cycle, goes on and on. Cause, effect. So you want, there is an effect you see in the material world, you want to find what is the cause. Then you go back, oh, this is the cause. What is the cause for that? Something else, goes on and on. What is the cause of spiritual world? What is the cause of Narayana? Goes. Krishna, who is the cause of Krishna? Stop. We are not going to go further. There is no cause for Krishna. Where this logic of cause and effect stops, that is God. Original personality of God. We can't apply. Okay, Krishna is... Who is the cause of Krishna? He caused everything. Who caused him? No. He is the cause. And there is no other cause to cause him. Whereas, in the efficient cause, there will be different causes and effects. Prabhupada gives the example, the child is getting birth from the mother. So it looks like mother is the cause of the child. Prabhupada says, mother is the material cause of the child. Whereas, the efficient cause is the father. If the father has not impregnated, mother would not produce a child. So father is the efficient cause. Exactly like the Pradhan contains all the ingredients for this world, this universe. But still it cannot produce this universe unless the Supreme Lord, Mahavishnu, glances at this pradhan. So Mahavishnu is an efficient cause. Unless he glances, the prakriti cannot come into picture. The material elements cannot manifest. Nothing can happen, just frozen state. So even though some of the philosophers, Sankhya, Nir Ishvara Sankhya, there are two Sankhyas. Ishvara Sankhya is Lord Kapila giving in Bhagavatam. There is also a Nir Ishvara Sankhya which says that material elements produced on its own. There is no Ishvara there. So it is called Nir Ishvara. They think that material world produced on its own. It's like scientists saying that by Big Bang the world has come into picture. There is no cause. Remove efficient cause. Material cause, these are all there. But the efficient cause is Lord Vishnu, who glances at this matter to manifest. Prabhupada gives another example, not here, elsewhere, about how a pot is made. Pot. To make a clay pot, we are talking about clay pot. To make a clay pot, clay is required. Clay is the cause. Clay is the material cause. Obviously, without clay, you can't make a clay pot. Then comes the wheel. You can't make it with the hand. You'll have to put, there is a wheel. You rotate the wheel and then you make the pot. And this wheel is also a cause. And this is an instrumental cause. This is an instrument required to make the pot. Efficient cause. Without the wheel, potter's wheel, you can't make the pot. Efficient cause. But then, the wheel and the clay cannot make into the pot. There has to be a potter, a person. And he has to rotate it and he has to shape it up. Then only it will come. And that potter is the prime cause. You may have the wheel, you may have the clay, still you can't get the pot unless the potter puts his intelligence and makes it. So he is the prime. There are three causes. All are causing the pot. Material cause, matter is required, that is clay. Instrumental cause, nimitta, that is the wheel, and potter, he is the prime cause. In a similar way, the Supreme Personality of God, that is the prime cause. It may look like how the rain came. The rain came because clouds came and you know this temperature variation. You can give the whole explanation. That also looks like cause. But that is only the immediate cause. The original cause is the Supreme Personality of God. So here, Lord Shiva acknowledges that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is the original cause of all causes. There is no more cause which can cause Lord Krishna. And Lord Shiva also acknowledges that even though the Supreme Lord is maintaining this universe, he has actually transformed his energy into the universe and is maintaining also, but he keeps his original identity of Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishvara, Parama, Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. He is not affected by the material things. Satchidananda, you remain in your spiritual and transcendental position. And you are the super soul of all the living entities. To recall, the demigods, when they went to Lord Shiva, as I mentioned earlier, they also prayed and said, Deva Deva Mahadevo, Bhutatman, you are like a soul of everyone. It looks like, he is a Paramatman. No. Same person comes and tells here that you are the Supreme Soul. They came and told me, I am the soul of everyone. I am not really. They just glorified me so that I can be very pleased and take care of the poison. But you are the real Supreme Soul. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Lord Shiva, the demigods came and told Lord Shiva that you are the soul of all living entity. And Shiva is coming and telling Lord Vishnu that you are the Supreme Soul, and Krishna is telling that Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati, I am seated within the heart. There is no contradiction. Sometimes people think different contradictory statements, how to understand. There is no contradiction between the personalities. the demigods themselves. Never you will find Lord Shiva is going and climbing with Lord Vishnu that I am the Supreme Lord. No. You won't find a single occasion in the entire Vedic scriptures. The devotees of Lord Shiva may go and make statements which may be partially true. It may be partially true because certain qualities. Yes, Lord Shiva, it's very difficult to understand Lord Shiva. That's why he is a tattva by himself. Shiva tattva. Jiva tattva, trying to understand Lord Shiva is very difficult. And he may be sometimes bewildered. Because he is very close to Vishnu tattva. He is very close to Vishnu tattva. He possesses Jiva. Jiva possesses up to 50 qualities. To certain limit, where Supreme Lord possesses 100%. And 5 more qualities, Lord Shiva possesses. And beyond the 5 qualities, Vishnu's thing starts. So he is very close. He possesses certain qualities which a Jiva cannot possess to great extent. He cannot possess. He possesses qualities. Because of which when a Jiva sees Lord Shiva, he thinks that because he cannot possess those qualities, he thinks he must be Supreme Lord. He assigns terminologies like you are Parameshwara, you are, you know, the soul of everybody, etc., etc. So, Lord Shiva glorifies the Supreme Lord. You are that Ishvara. People come and call us Ishvara, but you are the Parama Ishvara. As we already explained, Tvam Atma Hetur Ishvaraha. Prabhupada explains what Lord Shiva is indicating is that you are actually the Supreme Ishvara. Because one Ishvara goes to another person and calls him Ishvara, he must be superior to him. Otherwise, how you will call him as Ishvara? That means he is a Parama Ishvara. Here, it is explained how Lord Vishnu possesses quality which are even absent in Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva possesses up to 55 qualities out of 64 qualities, transcendental. So, one of the qualities that Lord Vishnu possesses is Atma Ramagana Akarshi. Atma Ramagana Akarshi. Atma Ramas. Atma Ramas means those who are self-realized and self-satisfied. They take pleasure from within. Generally, if we want to enjoy, we need some external object. Suppose somebody wants to eat, he is hungry, he wants to eat, he has to eat a plate of prasadam given to him. From outside, it has to satisfy the senses, then now I am happy. I am getting happiness from food. Somebody is getting happiness from hearing nice music. Somebody is getting happiness from so many other things, nice, very hot. Then you get into the AC room, now achala. Now it is very cold, then you get a sweater and put some warm clothing, now you are comfortable. Sitoshna sukha dukkada. Different happiness. Sometimes people can get the happiness from the mind also. In the mind you will be thinking, I have become Prime Minister. You can't become Prime Minister, at least in the mind. You can dream, you know. In the dream you can get. Daydreaming. You may be happy for some moment also, that is possible. Even the mind is outside the self. Self is the soul. Atma Rama means he is self-satisfied, means he is satisfied with the soul only. He doesn't even need the mind to be happy. Mind is also sixth sense, you know. What is physically not possible, mentally you can assume and be happy for some time at least. Even beyond that, self-satisfied. So even those who are self-satisfied, Atma Rama Gana Akashid. So Vishnu has got a quality that he can even attract those who are self-satisfied. Atma Ramas. Srila Prabhupada explains that, like Sukadeva, example, Sukadeva Goswami. He was self-realized, self-satisfied. But he himself was also attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam. The qualities of Krishna is such that he can attract that. Atma Ramasya Munayo Nirgrantapi Urukrame. Kurvanta haitu kim bhaktim yittam bhuta guno harihi. Hari, his qualities are such that such a transcendental quality, inconceivable, that even he can attract the minds of those people who are completely renounced, those who are self-satisfied, those who are taking satisfaction within. They don't need anything external to be happy. Four Kumaras. You can see Sukadeva Goswami was so happy within, he didn't even bother about whether he was wearing cloth or not. Just naked. He didn't make any sense to him whether wearing a cloth or not. Self-satisfied is like that. We don't have to start trying that. For Kumaras, they were not wearing any dress. It didn't make any difference. But if we try that, it will make a lot of difference actually. Not only to us, to others also. It's actually going to happen in Mohini Murti form shortly. So in the same way, Prabhupada explains, Lord Shiva was self-realized, self-satisfied. He is also Atmarama. Atmarama. So much so that he is self-controlled. He was not even agitated by, you know, his wife, Uma. She is also a very beautiful woman, by the way. Most beautiful in the material world. Most beautiful. He had the most beautiful wife. He was so self-controlled that he was not disturbed actually. Even when the demigods wanted to beget a child of Lord Shiva, who can be the commander, you know, general of their army, they said, this person is not begetting a child, we have to do something about it. They sent Madana, and Madana failed. He said, why are you disturbing? He burnt him to ashes. Nobody ever has done that in the material world. Burning. Everybody gets burnt by Madana actually. Lord Shiva burnt him to ashes. So self-control. So here we can see Lord Shiva heard that after he left the scene of drinking the poison, after he drank the poison, his job was over. So he didn't stay there. He went to the place. Then he came to know that Lord Shiva came to know that after he left the scene, then so many items are produced and nectar was produced also, which he was not bothered. His job was over. And the nectar was distributed by Mohini Murti. Lord Vishnu took the form of Mohini Murti and he distributed the nectar to demigods and demon. So he heard that. Then Lord Shiva thought, oh, I have seen the Supreme Lord, but he took a form of a beautiful woman. Maybe I should go and have a darshan also. He didn't have any lusty desire. He didn't have any ill intention. Otherwise, chupki chupki jata tha. Whereas, he mounted his bull carrier, he took Uma, his wife, along with him. If anybody is going to do some, you know, gadbar, you don't take your wife to see another woman, you know. So he took his, not only his wife, Uma, and all the bhutaganas, ghosts, and all his followers, they also come. They went in a big procession, so to say. So Lord Shiva went to Lord Vishnu, Madhusudana, and he expressed his desire that I actually heard that you took the Mohini Murti form. I would like to have the darshan of that form. So you have to know that his wife is next to him. Uma. She is a very beautiful woman, by the way. In the material world, she is the most beautiful woman. She is a very beautiful woman. And all the followers are there. Lord Vishnu, he smiled and he said, okay, and he disappeared from his asana. And then Lord Shiva was looking where to see, and in the garden he saw a beautiful woman. And the definition was already given, and the Mohini Murti forms, every limb in the body was perfectly, to the perfection, how it should be.
Somebody may have some portion okay, something else not so okay. Eyes are very beautiful, but nose is little bit teda. Ears are little bit. Everything is so perfect that there is nothing that you know you can find any fault or imperfection. So beautiful. And so she was playing with a ball. She was playing with the ball. And when the ball, if you are playing with a different, we are not going into the description too much, but then different parts moving, and you know, it is little bit agitating the senses. Not only that, a strong breeze blew her cloth away also. So after that, Lord Shiva was completely captivated. He never thought that he is going to be desirous of enjoying the Mohini Muthi. He didn't come with that intention. He never came with that intention. He came with the intention of just having darshan, but now he was just going behind her and trying to enjoy her. And Mohini Muthi, by the way, she actually started going to different places. He was going behind her. It is said that he went to all the places where the saintly persons are meditating. See, Lord Shiva, self-satisfied, Atma Rama, unka alat dekhna kaisa hoga. He went to all the higher planetary systems also, everywhere. And then, finally he wound up the pastime. We will not get into details, we are going to read. So here, most important is, even though a person of the stature of Lord Shiva, who is known for self-control, completely self-satisfied, even his mind can be agitated. That is only possible for Lord Vishnu and Krishna. That is Atma Rama Gana Akarshi. That quality Shiva doesn't have. That quality other lower demigods, they don't have. Only Vishnu and Krishna is part of the 56 to 60 qualities. 50 to 66 quality. So much so that the reverse is not possible. When Lord Shiva came to know that Lord Krishna is performing his pastimes and performing his Rasa Leela dance, Lord Shiva wanted to join. They said that I shall not join. You have to become a gopi. Gopi banna hai? Theek hai. So he became gopi also. Not that Krishna was going mad, no. He is one among the millions of God. He is performing the Rasa Leela like Lord Shiva. So somebody wants to see who is supreme. It's a simple, Leela comparison. When Lord Vishnu took the Mohini Muthi form, Lord Shiva was completely bewildered. He lost him. He didn't. It is stated that he actually so bewildered that he even forgot that his wife was next to him. He forgot his wife was there. He forgot all the followers were there, and he just went behind Mohini Murthy. Whereas when Lord Shiva became gopi, it is not that Lord Krishna was bewildered. Krishna is considered, he is my servant, okay, I will give you happiness also, chala dance to karega, but then he is not bewildered. So this establishes the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the quality of Atma Rama Gana Akarshi, that quality that Vishnu and Krishna can only possess. So here it is stated, actually Lord Vishnu manifested the beautiful woman's form, Prabhupada explains that it is the personification of Yoga Maya. So Yoga Maya can. So you'll have to know that Mahamaya is sitting next to him. But Mahamaya cannot bewilder, but Yoga Maya can bewilder him. That is the higher quality of the transcendental world. So it can even bewilder somebody in the stature of Shiva, Shiva Tattva, which is much higher than Jiva Tattva, but still Shiva Tattva is lower than Vishnu Tattva. So it's in between, Shiva Tattva, very difficult to understand. So in this way, Lord Shiva here opens his glorification of the Supreme Lord with so many wonderful qualities which are exclusive for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So in that way, this pastime of how Mohini Murti is going to bewilder him is happening. So we'll stop here. Is there any questions or comments? Where is Mike? Okay, you give it to him. You give it to him. Premadatta Prabhu from Agartala. He is the temple president of Agartala. Welcome, Premadatta Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
He is a sannyas candidate also. Very soon he will become a sannyas. Haribol.
Thank you for the wonderful lesson. Very nice. Now, because you are so expert in describe all quality of Lord Shiva, can you explain the origin of Lord Shiva coming from Vishnu?
It is explained, Shiram Yatadati Vikara Vishesha Yogat. The explanation is given like from milk. From milk, when you put some savory substance, it turns into curd. And curd is also called a milk product, transformation. So, Lord Shiva is Vishnu transformed. He is a transformation of Vishnu, and by a Vishesha Yoga. How it is? By means of very inconceivable. It is not as simple as putting a sour in the milk actually. It is not as simple as that. It's a very Vishesha Yoga. So in that way, Lord Shiva is specifically the form of Vishnu who can deal with Mahamaya. Vishnu directly cannot deal with the material elements, material world. So he transforms himself into the form of Lord Shiva, Sadashiv, so that person can deal with Mahamaya, deal with the universal effort. So how, your question is, how exactly he came in? How exactly he came in, I don't think there is a special description, but it is described that by means of an inconceivable special transformation, Lord Shiva is manifested from Lord Vishnu. In the material world, how manifested in the form of Rudra, that is there in the creation where Brahma, when four Kumaras were not ready to, progenate the material world, he became angry. So in that anger, Rudra was born. That is, he is expansion of Sadashiv. So in that way, Lord Shiva is a transformation of Lord Vishnu specifically to deal with the material world. That is special transformation. Is there anything more you want to add?
You have told before, it is like the transformation of milk in curd, yogurt. But it's not possible to transform the curd in milk.
Yes. It is irreversible process. You can't reverse it. For example, water, you can boil it and then you can make it in steam. Then you cool it, then it can become water also. It's reversible, you can go around. But from milk to dahi, you can't make dahi to milk. So from Krishna, Shiva can come, but Shiva, Krishna cannot. That is irreversible process. Yes, thank you.
Can I tell also?
Yes.
Another little comment. Due to my personal experience, very important for my life. Before be a devotee of Krishna, I was a devotee of one Shivaite guru, very powerful, who has so many power.
Mystic power.
So when I joined ISKCON in Italy during the inauguration of the new temple in called Villa Vrindavan near Florence. I was very much attracted by the devotees because I see they are dressing dhoti, kurta. It is like if I was in India. they are giving very nice prasad, etc. And I have a lot of attraction, no? And so many devotees are coming to me to tell, who is your guru? And I told, Shiva is Babaji, like this, like that, no? And they said, no, you joined us, no? And they said, no, I cannot, because the relation with the guru is eternal, no? And so I have the trust. But one devotee, very much expert, is taking me in a place and telling, you see, Shiva is the spiritual master of all yogis. And it is also the most elevated Vaishnava of the universe, because it is always engaged in a chant Ram in the Kailash. So that means it is always connected with Krishna, Ram, no? And it is considered our guru, our spiritual master. When I heard this, I became relaxed, because I thought, this devotee is glorifying my guru. I am very happy. The other always are still thinking, telling me, what is doing? Is smoking ganja? It is dirty. Is going to the crematory? It's not good. It is dealing with the demon. No, you leave. And I become irritated. But with this devotee, very intelligent, I become very happy, and I start to follow him very attentively. Then he's telling, if you like to drink pure water, where are you going? I told, in a source, where there is some source, there is perfect. This is the source of water, pure. In this place there is Krishna. When the water is going out, where is gone? No? He said, it's making maybe little river. Alright, so how will be pure the water after 5 meters? Very pure, but little less, because he has touched so many grass, so many stones, etc. Exactly. So therefore, after 5 meters, there is Shiva. No, Shiva is also very pure, no, but there is some difference. And if you are trained by Shiva, and you are now the desire to join Krishna, do you think that Shiva will be jealous of this? No. Shiva is the destroyer. The destroyer means also destroyer of ignorance. That means if you get the desire to go to Krishna, means his job is successful, because he has destroyed your ignorance. And therefore, if you go to Krishna, he will be very happy. This analogy has the power to remove my problem, and I joined Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah.
The 4 locations of Kumbh Mela.
What?
4 locations of Kumbh Mela.
Oh.
There the nectar was spilled.
Oh.
But that is not described here throughout, I think.
That is described elsewhere. Bhagavatam is more concerned about the transcendental nectar of Krishna consciousness. So, Sukadeva Goswami didn't even bother. Niche gir gaya chhod do. Jo pakda hai, paat mein ho de naga. So that is not the main business. The main business here for Sukadeva Goswami is to give something superior nectar, even from the nectar of the pot. Jo paat mein bacha hai, wo hi third class hai. And he is talking about first class. What to speak of something spilled from the third class? So he is giving Krishna Karnamrita, Bhagavatamrita, Namamrita, all this is real nectar. So he is more concentrated about giving the real nectar. This is Devamrita. Devamrita is he is not. He is Atmarama. He doesn't get pleasure from that. What he cannot get pleasure from, he is not discussing. He is discussing somewhere else for different other people.
So, Lord Krishna is seated in our heart, everybody's heart. Similarly, all the demigods also are seated into our body, like Indra in our hand, sun in our eyes, moon in our mind. So they are also omnipresent.
No. Who said that? Your eyes are sun, that is Krishna's eyes, sun. No, what your eyes were? Who said that?
It is said that our hands move because of Indra.
Because Krishna is allowing it to move. Don't think in your body all the demigods are there. Then you have to become a cow. If you want all the demigods in your body, devatas, then Gomata ka roop lena padega. Gomata ka sarir mein hai. But not in ours. Our power comes from Krishna giving it to happen. They are not sarvavyapis. No? Not at all.
Thank you.
Vishakha Priya Mataji.
Prabhu, I did not catch the point that you made when you spoke about Lord Vishnu bewildering Lord Shiva in his form of Mohinimurti, and the comparison that you made with the Rasa dance. Could you please explain again?
So you are a Brajavasi, you are more concerned about Rasa dance. I was mentioning when Lord Shiva saw the Supreme Lord in the form of a beautiful woman, his mind was completely captivated. His mind was agitated. He forgot about what is happening around, forgot about everything. So, he failed the test of overcoming the lusty desire. Whereas, now, reversal of roles. Lord Shiva is taking a woman's form because he wanted to join Rasa dance. Hearing that it's wonderful, Lord Krishna is performing this Rasa dance. And Lord Krishna, this Lord Shiva is in the gopi form, woman's form, and Lord Shiva is in the man, so-called, Purusha form. And Lord Krishna, even though he sees Lord Shiva in the woman's form, he only considered that gopi to be one among the millions of gopis with whom he was dancing. He was not just captivated or just going behind Lord Shiva in the gopi form. That shows that he cannot, the Lord Krishna cannot be attracted or captivated or bewildered by any other form. That shows the supremacy of Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. What is that? Only captivated by Radha Rani. Yes, that he voluntarily allows himself to be. Madana Mohana Mohini. His own internal potency. Internal potency, Leela is very different. That is not to be compared with the material platform, so that's why we didn't touch that. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Tai Gaura Premanande.